The city of Syracuse has reached a tentative agreement with the police union over a 4.5-year contract. It still needs to be voted on by the union and the Syracuse Common Council. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the proposed contract includes a residency requirement, pay raises, and a potential change in officers' shift schedule.
New police officers would be required to live in the city for their first 5 years of service. If the police department can reach 450 officers, the city will try a 1-year pilot program, changing their schedule from 8-hour to 10-hour shifts. Frank Kaliva, chief administrative officer for the city, says it could save on overtime and give officers more consolidated days off.
Right now, because we're so thin, officers go from call to call to call, and there's very little time for proactive policing, proactive community outreach, and the chief is adamant that that will change. An increase in the number of officers available and a change in the schedule would allow the chief to be able to do that.
The agreement also has a 2.5% retroactive salary increase, totaling $800,000, followed by annual 2% increases. There are incentives for higher education, second languages, and military service, as well as pay raises meant to keep officers around longer and encourage officers to take on higher ranks. The provisions could cost the city millions of dollars over the life of the contract. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.